I was listening to Jordan Peterson talk about the shadow work. Now, somebody told me he got saved. I don't know if he did or not, but somebody said he got saved. I hope so. But he had some good points on the shadow work. Now, the shadow work would be just, according to the biblical perspective, be the flesh. But we'll just use that word. You know, just because I study other people don't mean I'm believe in psychology or whatever. I believe what the Bible says. But there is psychological things that you can use to see some stuff you need to work on, you know, like narcissism, you know. You gotta learn from everybody. You gotta take all the pieces of the puzzle and learn from everybody. But he talked about the shadow work. He said, that's your dark side, right? So when you stand in front of a light, it casts a shadow. That's your dark side. That would represent the flesh. It could be anything. It could be anger. It could be living in the past. It could be greed. It could be anything of the flesh, you know. Galatians 5:19-20:21. Lying, cheating, stealing, greed, adultery, murder, whatever, anger. You have to acknowledge that it exists. If you're saved, it doesn't exist anymore, but it still tries to come. It's the shadow. And what he says, you know, if you acknowledge that it exists, or at least acknowledge that it's an AI program is what it really is. It's not even who you really are anymore. But it still tries to come out, you know. If you can tame it, you have to die. The Bible says to die to the old Adam. But let's say there's a dog starts to attack you, right? Let's say a pit bull starts chasing you. You got to be able to pull that shadow side, that reptilian nature, and fight that dog. You might have to use it. You're down here in an evil place. You might have to defend yourself. You might have to fight for your freedom. You might have to use that side of you to get out of a bind. You could be going down the highway and somebody's shooting at you. You gotta be ready. You can't ignore it. It's there, and you can use it. You control it. You don't let it control you. For the most part, you're dying daily, right? But because you're surrounded by these flesh creatures, you know it's there, and you know you can defend yourself, and you can fight back if you need to. And the whole, even if you fought back, even if you had to defend yourself, you can fight back against the agents. And those agents who are trying to mess with you, you already know what they're doing. You see through the game, you know? You see through the game. Long story short, what I'm trying to say is the agents try to pull you into the flesh mind on the normal everyday basis. You don't have to step into the flesh mind. But there's times when you can use that old reptilian nature as a survival instinct. Don't try to say it's not there. It's there, because if you tried to deny it, you're denying reality. And yes, it's fake. It's not who you are, because you're seated in the heavenlies. But it's always trying to come out of the grave, and it's always trying to be, it's trying to overpower you, and it's trying to get you to think that way. In other words, what I'm saying is the agents are trying to pull you back into the flesh mind, back into the old way, the old patterns. But you die to those patterns. What Jordan Peterson said, he said, know it's there. Know it could come up at any time. And actually, if you need to use it in a bad situation. But also know that you're in control of it, that it doesn't control you. So in other words, what I'm trying to tell you is the flesh mind it's pretty much this reality down here. The spirit mind is not from here. You're seated in the heavenlies. So the flesh mind is not even real. But when you're walking down here with other flesh creatures and there's a dangerous situation, know that if they provoke you and it comes out, you might use it, but it's not who you are. And don't stay in it. And don't get bitter, and don't be in unforgiveness, and don't be in hatred, and don't hate your enemy. Love your enemy. So let's say your enemy comes at you with a gun and you're sitting in your car. Take him down if you can. Call the police. But don't be mad and bitter and all that. Know that they're just controlled by the flesh mind. But you used your natural side to escape a problem. This is a issue that's a lot of Christians deal with. They don't really understand that you live in two worlds, but you control the you die daily, but sometimes it has to come out to protect yourself. Sometimes you have to fight the fight. You know what I'm saying? If they bring the fight at you, you gotta pull something out from deep down to fight back. That's not who you are. You're not here to fight. You're here to love people. But sometimes they push you to that point. And if you feel guilty about it, it's because you don't understand that it's not really who you are. You're just functioning down here in this wicked, evil system trying to make it, you know?